Thank you all. In honor of our hosts here in Texas, Carl will sing Rhinestone Cowboy pretty soon. It's our listener limerick challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Tom, you know that states are strapped for cash. South Carolina has decided to bring in a little extra income by asking whom to register with the state and pay a $5 filing fee.
Oh, what would you call them? The groups that want to overthrow the government.
Like, yes, subversives.
Subversive group. It's brilliant. Go ahead.
Yeah. Attention terrorists, anarchists, rebels, and other hobbyists. If you're planning to overthrow the U.S. government, please stop by room 322 in the South Carolina State Office Building and fill out form 1060G Part 3. We promise not to share your name with other enemies of the state. This new registration law is aimed at anyone who, quote, advises or practices the duty, necessity, or propriety of controlling or overthrowing the government of the United States, unquote. Controlling the government. Does this mean Goldman Sachs has to register? Now, this seems silly.
Is it true?
It is absolutely true.
Wait, they have to register?
Yeah. No. So all subversives, anybody who's advocating or working toward the overthrow of the U.S. government has to register with the state of South Carolina.
I think it's about time.
And pay a fine.
Honestly.
Pay a little fee.
You know, think of it. Like, say an Al-Qaeda cell, you know, they drift in, they get through our porous borders, however they do it, and they assemble their little clatch there in South Carolina, and then they register, and you've got them, like, right then, you know?
Oh, yeah. You know?
I wonder if we would catch them if they did that.
But if they only have to pay $5 to register?
Yeah.
I mean, if South Carolina makes more than 20 bucks on this deal, this country's in
worse shape. No, you're missing the point. If they made it too expensive, these subversives wouldn't register, you see?
They're very budget conscious, the subversive population. Yeah.
Well, plus, we are a democracy, and we don't want to make these things only available to the rich.
Kiri, for Valentine's Day, the Discovery Channel is premiering a new romantic show. What is it?
Oh, I should know the answer to this, shouldn't I? Discovery Channel, that has all those... It's about...
It's the one with the Shark Week and stuff like
that. Yeah, it's romantic.
It's for Valentine's Day. Well, the show is comprised of all the scenes they cut out of Jurassic Park to get its PG-13 rating.
Oh, it's dinosaur sex.
It's dinosaur sex. I kind of just did, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
In fact, the name of the show is Tyrannosaurus Sex.
Wow!
You got to admire their hubris. Reading from the press release here, birds do it, bees do it, and now with the magic of CGI, we can watch dinosaurs do it. No one ever asked us if we wanted to watch dinosaurs do it. After 20 minutes of watching a male T-Rex try to give a romantic massage to his mate with those useless forelimbs, you finally understand why they went extinct.
They couldn't even blow a kiss more than a few feet.
It was terrible. Yeah.
You know, dinosaurs used to be one of the safest places that I could go with my kids.
And now,
story time or TV time.
It's all over.
Anyway, this is part of a trend misguided, in our view, among cable programmers to try to attract audiences by focusing more on sex. It's led to some terrible ideas. For example, the History Channel announced a new miniseries, Love Nazi Germany Style. CNN has a new show, The Really Awkward Situation Room. And the Family Channel's unfortunate new reality show, The Night You Were Conceived.